We are Outdoor Living Unlimited. We put cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome into Experience Wisconsin. So glad you've decided to make us part of your weekend. I love talking about the great things happening in our state, even as it gets chilly. Snow flurries, that's okay. I mean, the first average snowfall in Wisconsin that's measurable, like flurries even showing up on the grassy areas, is about this time of year. Actually, we're a couple days behind, so it's all right. Fall still hanging in there. Can actually warm up, I think, a little bit coming up this week. So I'm wondering how many mowings I have left. I'm thinking on the lawn at least probably one or more times left, maybe a couple times. I don't know. We'll see. Hey, on this week's show, we get you ready to head into the holiday season with some great guests. A little bit later on, it's Rhinelander we focus on. Up next, it's Lake Geneva. And Ann Sayers is with us later on in the show. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Thanks for hanging out with us. Lake Geneva. I absolutely love Lake Geneva, and it's really the entire region. So much to do. How about a little bit of a sneak peek at what's going on in Lake Geneva as we head towards the holidays? Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, John, it's so nice to be with you.
I love this, and I love Lake Geneva. The holiday season there is super special. Let's start with Thanksgiving. What do we need to know about a Lake Geneva Thanksgiving?
Well, you know me. You know that I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
I do not at all.
You're good at eating out, though.
Yes. So if leaving the cooking to someone else is your idea of a relaxing holiday, Lake Geneva's got you covered. So there's a couple really unique places I want to tell you about, and one is the historic Baker House. So in downtown Lake Geneva, right across from the beautiful lake, you're going to see this gorgeous 1800s Italianate home mm-hmm. called the Baker House, and they are doing a Thanksgiving. But having Thanksgiving in this enchanting Victorian mansion with a fireplace in each room, sparkling crystal chandeliers in every room, it just sets a scene like none other.
Beautiful.
And so I really recommend having a really historic Thanksgiving at the Baker House. And one other unusual thing, Thanksgiving I'd love for people to consider is in Fort Atkinson, we mm-hmm. still consider it the Lake Geneva region, but they have the amazing Fireside Theater. And they are doing a show that I love. It's A Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
But they're doing the traditional Thanksgiving buffet. But don't think this is some like, oh, grab your plate, here's a sloppy buffet. The Fireside Theater, their restaurant that serves thousands of people every week, has won numerous national accolades for the quality of their food. And I remember their pumpkin pie because I did it one year, mm-hmm. and it was so festive because not only have you got the great dinner, the great show, they have shops with over 100,000 items to choose from.
Whoa.
And so it's just this whole wonderful, magnificent experience where all you have to do is show up. And that's my idea of a happy Thanksgiving.
The Grand Geneva is such a gem, and there's something really cool going on there on the 23rd.
Oh my gosh. So the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa is having its 31st annual illumination ceremony. So what makes that a big deal? Well, they have it's more than 2 million lights throughout the resort. So on November 23rd, they're going to do their annual 6-week Christmas in the Country celebration. Mm-hmm. So they flip the switch on the 2 million lights. And after that, and the crowd goes nuts, it's so beautiful. And then they do a dazzling fireworks display. And then people just roam the resort. They have live music. They invite you to stroll through the gingerbread house walk. They have a gingerbread contest. Santa will be there for the kids, and they can visit. They do holiday cooking and apple cider and photos. And it's just that kind of event that's over the top.
The Lake Geneva Electric Christmas Parade is having their 50th annual. This is amazing. Tell us about the parade.
I will. It kicks off Saturday, December 6th at 5 p.m. Yours truly is the MC.
Oh, yeah.
And I do have, I have to tell you, I do get the giggles quite a bit. Last year, so we have about 100 floats, which for a Christmas parade is a really a nice size Christmas parade. But, you know, there's a Grinch that break dances every year in front of the judges station, and I can't help it. I love it so much. So if you want to hear me inappropriately get the giggles at this Christmas parade, but it is so much fun. And, you know, it's the marching bands and the floats Santa comes in at the end on the fire truck. And we get obviously a lot of people from Chicago, but when it's over, they're like, oh my gosh, this was such a piece of Americana. We don't want to leave. It's just a great event.
It's Saturday, December 6th. Another really special thing is the world's tallest glass tree, which you guys can claim. Tell us about the glass tree.
Well, so the glass tree this year for the first time is going to be red.
Ooh.
And the backdrop is the historic Yerkes Observatory, which is amazing. So you're going to see the live glass blowing. In fact, you can try your hand at it, and you can say, I helped build the world's tallest glass tree. You'll see steel sculpting, chainsaw artists. They have this really cool market. It's a massive tent where it's, you know, artisan markets. They have, you know, beer and wine bar. Mm-hmm. They have outdoor fire pits. They have music. It's just this party, but the star is creating in real time the tallest glass tree.
It's amazing. For more information, visit lakegeneva.com. Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, John.
You got it, of course. Up next, we head to the Northwoods and Rhinelander when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend, even if it's a little chilly. I noticed in my yard, a lot of leaves still on the trees, so it can't get snow covered yet because I got some work I'm going to be doing in the coming weeks. It's all right. I love the fall and I love thinking about the holidays, and I absolutely cherish any time I get in the Northwoods. Let's check in with Rachel Balin, the Director of Events and Strategic Initiatives at the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Rachel. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Rhinelander, as we head deeper into the year, is such a beautiful place to be. Holiday season kickoffs and events are things people should get on their calendar. Let's start by asking and talking about the holiday craft markets in the area.
Absolutely. It really is something to see in northern Wisconsin. There's so many artisans that want to display what they do and sell what they do. We have on November 22nd, we've got the show and sell craft market at the junior high, which is absolutely huge. We take over the whole school. It's the opening day of deer hunting season. Mm-hmm. And so all the people who aren't hunting typically come out and enjoy the day. And we've also got annual holiday artisan market at Art Start, and that's typically November 14th, and it's a Friday and Saturday, and that really showcases a lot of crafters and artisans mm-hmm. in the area, a lot of live music and things like that.
Tell us about the Downtown Holiday Open House.
So the Downtown Holiday Open House is an amazing weekend. It is November 21st through the 23rd. There's sales, there's specials, different businesses and retail establishments have refreshments. Businesses compete for best holiday storefront. So it really is something to see. It's kind of, you know, all the storefronts downtown are just set and ready to go, and they want to show what they have. And it's really an amazing weekend for locals.
That sounds really fun, and Rhinelander is a great downtown. It's almost like stepping onto the set of a Hallmark movie.
It really is. The lights and the way that this town really comes together around the holiday seasons this time of year is really phenomenal. There's string lights downtown, and there's Christmas lights all over, of course. Here in the Northwoods, we actually have some of the largest Christmas lights displays. Lights of the Northwoods is a nonprofit organization, and they really take over Hodake Park. Or they have a million lights, I should say, between strings and displays throughout end of November into December. They've got activities on the weekends with Santa and fire pits and things like that. And, of course, they have, and you don't find this all the time, but we have fireworks on New Year's Day
fun.
Night. Yeah, so it really is, you know, a lot of fun nighttime activities to see the Pioneer Park Historical Complex. They have have a train, an actual retired train on display, and it is completely covered with lights. So it's incredible to see. There's also a tree lighting at Stevensport Square, and that'll take place on November 29th, right after Thanksgiving, and there's hot chocolate and cookies, and Santa will be there, and that's a completely free event and just so much fun for visitors and locals.
Hey, let's take it inside. What's going on with the local art galleries?
There's a lot there to see also toward the end of November into January. There's a couple of different shows at an organization in town called Art Start where they have a couple different galleries. They have two different shows during that time. One is called With Age Comes Lines, and there's an artist that really showcases the changing environment, which is fun. During that time, there's another display at that same location called Nature Photographs, which is always great. We have a technical college in town called Nicolay College, and they have an art gallery. At the end of October into November, they have what's called the Master of Fine Arts Show. He's a painter, and he's got mixed media art and explores connections between urban disorder and collage and different things like that. So there's a lot of different things to see if you are an arts fan.
Restaurants, breweries, cozy cafes, you guys have that covered too, don't you?
Absolutely. So we have amazing restaurants here. Brown Street 151 or the Rhinelander Cafe and Pub are a couple of options downtown, which really give an upscale feel, but, you know, it's got a lot of history with the buildings as well. And then, of course, we have our supper clubs. One of my favorites is the Fireside right on Town Line Lake. So you have a great view of the lake, and you can get the sunset there. And then they have just amazing food and great old fashions and, of course, the Friday Fish Fries.
Everybody likes a Friday Fish Fry. Give us a couple nice lodging options if people want to make a weekend out of it.
Sure. So we have numerous cabins and resorts. Merrydale Resort is some great options. There's large and small cabins, kind of depending on whatever you like. Oak and Bucket Resort is a great option. Holiday Acres Resort is also very versatile because they have hotel rooms, they have cabins, they also have a Three Coins restaurant, which has a very log cabin-y feel about it, and just the nostalgia of it is wonderful.
There's a lot of great stuff. For more information, to check it all out, including lodging, dining, all of that stuff, what's the website people should look at?
Sure. It's RhinelanderChamber.com.
Rachel Balin is with the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. Have a great day.
Up next, the Travel Secretary Ann Sayers helps us celebrate Native American culture in our state.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the Travel Secretary. She is amazing. She is Ann Sayers. This week, talking about ways to celebrate Native American heritage in Wisconsin. Here's our conversation with Ann. Ann Sayers and Travel Wisconsin is sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com.
She's back.
And she's the best. Ann, we're so happy when you're here. Good afternoon.
I'm so happy to be here. Good afternoon.
This is a great topic, Native American culture. It's really a big part of who we are in Wisconsin, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it's Native American Heritage Month. We have 11 federally recognized tribal nations in Wisconsin, and each of them offer distinct flavors, traditions, and events, especially during this month. So I'm excited to talk about it with you.
So important to us, and everyone should recognize this. And you can also celebrate tribal art, Ann.
Yes. So Madison, you can visit on Saturday, November 8th for the Native Art Market 2025. This all-day event at the Arts and Literature Laboratory features 40-plus Native American artists. You can browse artwork spanning a range of traditional contemporary art forms. It includes indigenous beadwork, quill working, weaving, leatherwork, metals, basketry, clothing, and more. And then on Sunday, November 9th, the Arts and Literature Laboratory will actually put on a free concert from Bizaki. This is a band that combines traditional Native American singing and drumming with contemporary sounds. That sounds like a blast. And then you could plan a trip up to Green Bay area later this month for the Woodland Indian Art Show and Market. This is an annual event, celebrates the diversity of Native American art. It takes place November 21 through 23. It's at the Oneida Casino Hotel. There's a juried art competition, a stunning indigenous fashion show. It's so cool. Vendor booths with a variety of art for purchase, workshops, demonstrations, and more.
That sounds really, really cool. How about if you want to get into some indigenous food or drink or something like that?
We have amazing options. So you can get your tickets now for the Monona Indigenous Roots Dinner in Dane County. It's a limited capacity event. It's happening Saturday, November 15. It'll be a celebration of Ho-Chunk heritage. You can savor a multi-course feast. It's inspired by traditional Indigenous ingredients. And then afterward, you enjoy the energy of drumming and dance and the unveiling of a new sculpture honoring the enduring presence of the Ho-Chunk people. Another idea for you, and I love this one, is finding fresh and smoked fish at the Red Cliff Fish Company in Bayfield County. You can select from a variety of fresh, frozen, and smoked fish caught wild from Lake Superior. There's nothing better, along with specialty items and really good fish spreads. Trout and whitefish are really popular options, but in November, it's when the lake herring season gets into full swing, too.
Wow, and opportunities for outdoor recreation.
Yeah, again, in Bayfield County, you could explore the country's first tribal national park. The Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa established the Frog Bay Tribal National Park. It protects 300 acres, and it's along 4,000 spectacular feet of Lake Superior shoreline. You're going to find nearly 2 miles of rustic trails that run through the densely wooded park, and the trails are lined with interpretive signs sharing the names of plants and animals in both English and Ojibwe languages. And while there, you can swing into Bayfield to support Native American artists at Rabbit, Bear, and Bird. This is an art gallery. It opened last year, and it welcomes visitors to come in and browse, buy a variety of goods. It includes jewelry, books, and a lot of really fantastic art. The majority of the work comes from local and regional artists, including several artists from Bad River and the Red Cliff Bands, including nationally renowned artist Rabbit Strickland, a favorite of mine. And then one more option for you is the Forest County Potawatomi to experience a newly opened multi-use path. This path follows U.S. Highway 8 in Forest County. It offers travelers an opportunity to enjoy the great outdoors with an improved walking and biking experience. And then be sure to visit the Forest County Potawatomi Cultural Center, Library, and Museum. It's located off that new path, and you can check the museum for historic and contemporary exhibitions and artifacts, learn all about the Forest County Potawatomi, and then, of course, visit the on-site gift shop for great finds to take home.
And where have you been able to get out in the past month or so and see some of the beautiful fall colors?
Oh, my gosh, it's been beautiful out there. I think Wisconsin really stunned this fall.
We
exceeded expectations on fall color. I actually was in, speaking of Native American culture, I was able to experience Oneida this year during the fall, and it was beautiful.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is super cool. And if you want to catch those last glimpses, like in some southern parts of the state, it's still not at peak, go to the website, travelwisconsin.com. The fall color tracker is there. They will help you in real time find out where the colors are still really, really great to look at. Ann Sayers is the Wisconsin Travel Secretary. Ann, it's always so good to have you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Love those chats. That fall color tracker, by the way, at travelwisconsin.com, it is the real deal. Travelwisconsin.com. Check out the fall checker. Also, you can plan your trip right there. If you'd like more information on the show, just look for the tab at WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'll catch you next week on another edition of Experience Wisconsin.